Wait. Hold up.
What's up, guys? My name is Wyatt Reed, and this is the Seller Finance Deals Podcast. And today, I get to interview my friend Ray Jean, and he is going to tell us how he went from homeless to doing multi-six figures in land deals. And I'm super excited. So grab a pad and a pen, and let's get into it. Man, thank you so much for being here. We've been working on doing an episode for over a year, I think, right? We talked over a year ago about doing this, man. I'm so glad we finally got to do it.
Absolutely. It's good to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So we don't normally like to hang out on the backstory too much about like who you are and what you've done. Everybody wants to get the nuggets and learn how to do it. Nobody really cares about us, right? But I think you have an awesome backstory, and I think people need to hear it, man. So could you take a couple of minutes and just kind of share how you got started and your backstory a little bit for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Came to the country about 12 years ago, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I was a student, and then I got kicked out because I tried to do business, and they didn't allow students to do any business because the visa I had, right? And then I was homeless for a while, for about 3 months, and just don't know what is a nice thing to do. I started to flip free stuff. I pick up free stuff online and try to sell them, and then I eventually saved up some money to start to flip cars. That's what I was doing for about number of years. And then when I was doing cars, I was making very good money. And eventually, I had a lot of time in the morning when I was in Hawaii. So when I wake up, it's already daytime here, right? So I was thinking if there's something else I should do. So I started to flip land. And I bought my first land for $1,000. I sold it for $2,500 very easily. And so that was about 5 years ago. And then start to really get into land flipping full time about 2 years ago. That's when everything has changed.
Oh yeah, dude, that's awesome. Heck yeah. So I mean, one thing that immediately comes to my mind is that, there is absolutely zero excuse for people that are saying that they want to get started, but they have some type of excuse. That's what I always say. There's no excuse, but you definitely have that story to say that nobody can come to you and say, well, I can't do this, I can't do that, right? That's crazy, man. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of different ways you can get into real estate, and I do love land. I just talked to Brent Bowers about land. I hear Joe McCall talking about it all the time, right? Why is land so why do you guys pick land? Like, what is it better than everything else or what?
Yeah, so when something get hard, the only thing that we can do is to find a unique niche we can do to thrive, right? So let's, for example, if you want to create a vehicle right now, you don't try to create the same vehicle everybody else has. Look at Elon Musk. So he started to create a vehicle without, engine, right? So you want to be different. So that's what, we were doing. We, instead of trying to do a house and compete with people in the apartment space, we do land flipping. And of course, it became much more competitive right now than, let's say, 6 years ago. But we're still not as close as competitive as the housing space. So, yeah. For example, as I just told you, after calling about 3 hours yesterday, I bought 5 land. So it's just that easy.
Dude, that's amazing. Yeah. There's more people in it now because of you guys.
Right.
Man, that's awesome though, dude. I love it. I've done 2 land deals myself over the past couple of years. And I always say like, it was 2 of the easiest deals I ever done because I just say, hey, go look at it. And if you want it, tell me. Like, absolutely. I don't have to work with getting people in and out of doors and tenants and all that. Like, just go drive by and tell me.
Yeah, I had an agent text me because I post a land for sale. And she said, you know, she asked a whole bunch of questions. I don't know any of those answers. Just go drive by and look at it. Let me know. Right.
Yeah. One of them, I even just took a screenshot of the map and I used my finger to draw a squiggly little line around the lot lines. And I just sent it out to people. I'm down with that. It's so easy. I love it. So let me ask you this. You just said you were calling today for 3 hours and you got 5 deals locked up. That's amazing. So tell me, let's talk lead gen. Let's start from the very beginning. How are you guys finding these deals?
For myself, I do direct mail and I don't do cold calling. I think it's not very effective. I do direct mail and people, if they want to sell, they'll reach it back to me. And the response I get from the sellers, they are pretty accurate because when we send them the letter, it's actually an offer letter. So there's a price on there. And the people who call us back, normally they're very motivated, you know. Yeah. And they're not trying to ask us what I was doing, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. We do the same thing. I love postcards. Again, going back to our conversation, it's easy, man. It's super easy. You send out these postcards. They already have offers on them, and people either call and say, "Take me off," or they say, "You know, is this a legitimate offer?" Right? And yeah. It's so much easier than cold calling and other forms of marketing. So I'm completely on board with you on that. So they already have the offer on them. So when people are calling in, they're already in the same ballpark, right? For the most part. How does that look as far as that acquisitions call? Like when I say acquisitions, it's like more of a sales, like, are you having to, I mean, obviously in houses, we have a script, how many beds, baths, square foot, what's the condition of the property? Like, what are you looking for on these pieces of land?
We just want to see what is the value of the land. Normally, we compare to what is sold nearby and to determine how much this land is worth. And also, we see if their land has something wrong with it. Let's say there's trees on there and the land is not flat. The land is in the wetland zone or in the flood zone. And to see if the land is landlocked, what is the shape of it? Is there, you know, like a very weird shape? And we use those to negotiate with the landowner again. So we don't even pay for the price on the letter. So we also negotiate again. So, you know, money by land is very cheap.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The way that we do it is we send out these postcards. The offers are 80% of the value of whatever that software says it is. So that's It's already at 80%. I always tell people, man, we are closing these properties at least $20,000 to $30,000 less than that.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. So, all right. So we talked about how to find, why is land great? We talked about how to find them. What's that phone call look like? What you're looking for? Let's talk about strategy. What are you doing with this land once you get it?
You know, once I get it, I just post it for sale. And some of the land, I don't sell it, just keep it. But for the land that I want to sell, I just post it with a realtor. And normally, you know, sometimes I start to post it myself on the MLS myself. So there is a service called brokerless.com, and you can actually post your land or a house for sale for a flat fee, $99, right?
Yeah.
And you don't really need to pay the 3% anymore.
Yeah. So back it up just a little bit. So are you getting them under contract, buying them and then putting them on the MLS, or do you structure in something in your contract that lets you do it while you're under contract?
I actually buy them. I think that'd be more powerful to negotiate because you present the seller the cash and you can close quickly. And also, if you do wholesale, for example, you put it on the contract and try to sell the contract, normally your end buyers are very smart. They're not going to pay you for the market price. And for some certain states, they don't even allow you to put it on the MLS unless the ownership transfers.
Sure. So yeah. With that being said, are you using hard money at all? Like, I want to think about this from like a new beginner standpoint. Like, Are you using hard money, private money, or how's that work?
I don't use hard money. I just use my own money. But, you know, for some people, of course, at the beginning, it was it would be hard. So I would say, first of all, we might need to think of creative ways to get some money, right? For example, stop watching some TVs and start doing something, right? Maybe flip a car, or maybe go drive Uber, right? And then when you have more income, also we want to target a cheaper area at first. Let's say we can target some land in the West Coast, which is much cheaper than the East Coast, you know, in the middle of desert, I guess. And you can buy land for like $1,000, $2,000. You can sell it for $4,000, right? So recently I bought land for $2,000 in Colorado. You know, a guy sent me some money for 40. So it is that simple. You just have to go to the areas that are cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, that brings up another question that we didn't talk in the lead gen acquisitions part is, how are you identifying that market? You know, if somebody from Tennessee wants to get started in land, you know, how are we identifying markets across the country?
Right now, me picking market is very random, right? So I just look at, maybe sometime I read a newspaper to see which area is growing, right? I see what company start to build a big factory somewhere, and then I'll start to market areas like that. And I don't go to major big markets like Dallas or Houston, or I go at least 30 minutes to 2 hours away from it, right?
Yeah.
But it's very random. For example, I read some Facebook yesterday. There was a guy start to mail letters in Missouri. I never been there. I never had a deal there. So I start to mail it myself. I talked to one of my mentors. He said he lives in Pennsylvania. So I start to mail it there. And I got like 20 deals already. So it's very random right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know Brent, when I was talking to him, there's a way you can pull up the sold land in the area. If you look on like Redfin or Zillow, mm-hmm. you can see where a sold land is and kind of see like groupings of where that is. So, we do the same with houses as well. So you can kind of see, and I'm glad you said outside of those big primary markets too, because that's something that we teach as well is that, you know, we're in the Huntsville, Nashville area, but we're doing deals outside of that within an hour or so outside of that in the sub markets like Decatur, Athens, Florence and Columbia, you know, those areas around those major cities. That's where you're getting the most volume and the most deals from, I would think.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also, if you don't sell it in those markets, you are at advantage as well. You know, those markets typically grow very fast.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, good deal, man. Well, hey, that's you took us through that. Do you have can you break down a deal for us, like one of your deals? Just kind of walk us through one and tell us how you've done it and made it happen.
Yeah, you know, it's very easy. For example, I bought a land from I think a client of mine, and he brought me the deal. The land, I thought it was worth about, you know, everybody else is selling for $120,000, $110,000. You know, from our strategy, the reason why we can sell it very fast is we list the land cheaper than everybody else. So I bought the land from him, me and another guy. I bought it for $70,000. Then we pay him some money as well. And after we close it, I just post it online without a realtor on the brokerless.com. And after about 2 weeks, we never heard anything. So I was kind of worried, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I got calls every single day asking about that land. After 2 weeks, we're under contract for $108,000, $108,000, $108,000, right? And after we went on contract, there's some other guy still keep offering even more, right? I couldn't back up right now, but you know, that's a very easy, typical deal. I never been to the land. I hired a guy locally to do the drone videos, and I pay him $200. Never cut the trees. I never done nothing to the land. So it was sold already.
I love it. I love it, man. That's awesome. Well, hey, let me ask you a couple of rapid questions, and then let me let you give them they can get a hold of you, right? So what is the last book that you read?
I'm reading a book. It's called Surrounded by Idiots. Yeah. So I talk about, you know, he divided people to four colors. And sometimes we feel like, oh, this guy I don't get along with, you know, and that guy I really love him, right? And there's a reason behind it, because everybody has different colors. Like they have different characters of some type of the color. So I haven't finished it yet, but I talk about in the red color, people are very ambitious. The yellow color, they're like the people pleaser. There's another two color, but they talk about, you know, how you can kind of get along with all of them. I think it's very crucial because, you know, when we do land flipping, it's basically about the other person. We only talk to the other person. We want to get to know him. And there's a lot of different kinds of people. So the better you know the seller, the better for your own deals.
Dude, that's 100%. And that also goes with people that you work with as well. Like, you know, I've been in and out of a couple of partnerships where we were not aligned. And like, I realized early on that I had to find somebody that I aligned with if I was going to work with them all the way around, you know, and we had to have the same values, principles, morals, and we had to act like we were married. Essentially, we had to be talking and communicating every day. And it goes with almost everybody that you come in contact with. I absolutely like that. I may have to get that book.
Yeah, it's very easy to read.
If you could master one skill overnight, what would that be?
I think to really understand what people need and give them accordingly, right? So you can get, you know, there is a famous saying, you can get everything you want when you give other people what they want, right? Yes. So first of all, we have to know what they want. A lot of people hide it very deep. Sometimes they don't even know, right? But if I can have the ability to find it out, you know, that'd be a miracle.
Yeah, man, that's what I tell everybody. A lot of people say that they want to do their own business to be with their family more, but then you see so many business people that are their families falling apart because they're so focused on the business, you know. And when you get down to it, it really wasn't about the family; it was about the money, you know.
Yeah.
I love that, man. All right, last one. What is your morning routine? What does that look like?
I wake up around 6, and then I'll start to read and start to do something I think is hard, right? And then I'll take my kids to school and start to do the rest of the work. I also bought an oxygen machine. In the machine is, you know, there is a machine that generates oxygen. Mm-hmm. So in the bag, the big bag has 99% pure oxygen. I think it will help my energy, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That's so awesome. I do that too.
Yeah. You've been listening to a little Gary Brecka, haven't you?
Water. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't tried that yet, but it's, you know, oxygen is easy.
Dude. Heck yeah, man. I love it. I love it. I also love the doing something hard. So for me, like I wake up in the morning and I get my water in and I go straight to the gym in the morning. And so I love to accomplish, you know, doing hard stuff. And then afterwards I get into the quiet time, like kind of let my mind like peace out, you know, then get started on the day. So yeah, I absolutely love it, man. Well, hey, dude, I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate everything that you've shared. straightforward and to the point, because land is so simple and easy, right? I love it. It's probably a little bit more than we make it out to be, because we've been doing it a little bit longer. But yeah. How can people reach out to you and learn more about this stuff, man?
They can get on my Instagram. It's Virtual Flip Land. One word, Virtual Flip Land. It's very simple. We share a lot of small action steps that we can do to get land deals. Nothing crazy. I don't even have an editor. So just myself talking.
That's tell people all the time, I don't have any fancy web pages or anything like that. You call me and you either say I'm in or I'm out. That's it, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being on, man. You provided massive amount of value, and man, I look forward to hanging out with you next month.
I'll see you next month. Thank you, brother.
All right, man. See you. All right, guys. Well, hey, if you like this episode, download it, share it, comment on it, review it, do whatever you can to help us promote this thing. We very, very much appreciate it. And hey, if you're interested in learning how we do what we do, getting into real estate in some shape, form, or fashion, reach out to me, DM me. I'd love to have a conversation with you. Go to Seller Finance Deals and fill out an application. I look at each of them personally, and I call you myself, and we have these conversations personally. So if you're interested, again, that's Seller Finance Deals. I look forward to seeing you again on the next one.